On 90.3 KECU, I'm David Wittrock. As some California legislators push for a moratorium on fracking, the state continues to move forward on its first set of rules to govern this method of extracting oil and gas. It held a public comment meeting on the proposed regulations Tuesday in Monterey. KECU's news director Krista Almanzon reports.
Regulations on the oil and gas industry in California have long focused on oil wells, well design, construction, and competency. The existing rules apply to any and all methods of extracting oil and gas, and for about 50 years, one of those methods has been hydraulic fracturing, or fracking. Recent public interest in fracking and growing interest by oil companies in California's Monterey Shale Formation has led the state to pursue regulations specific to fracking. Jason Marshall is with the state's Department of Conservation.
Given the nature of the concern about this issue, frankly, the lack of any clear roadmap for how is it that the operators were supposed to be doing this activity, we needed to set that standard.
That roadmap means for the first time, the general public and public officials will know where and when fracking is taking place. But exactly when the public is in the know was a point of concern at Tuesday's workshop, held in a crowded hotel ballroom in Monterey. The current draft of regulations calls on oil companies to notify the Division of Oil, Gas, and Geothermal Resources, or DOGGR, 10 days before any planned fracking. That leaves the public even less than 10 days to find out about it.
My primary thing was no adequate notice.
Pat Lerman is with Aromas Cares for the Environment, a local group working to make sure safeguards are in place when it comes to all local oil and gas exploration.
You have to notify adjacent landowners that something may be going on around them so the community can mobilize, can give input, can find out.
This is a point DOGGR had heard loud and clear by this, the fifth public workshop on the regulations. Officials said not only will the next draft of regulations include a longer notification period, but it's looking into doing email alerts for those who sign up. Other issues were less easily addressed at this public workshop. David Hobstetter with the Center for Biological Diversity shared a concern of many in attendance: the regulations' protection of trade secrets and what that could mean in an emergency.
So this would create huge problems. For instance, if someone's exposed to fracking chemicals and they have to go into the emergency room, a doctor wouldn't have direct access to the chemicals they might be exposed to.
To this, the state's Jason Marshall said the regulations must comply with the Uniform Trade Secrets Act, but that DOGGR had enlisted the help of the group Physicians for Social Responsibility on a way to draft language that addresses this problem while still following the law.
Those are the circumstances where we would say, okay, trade secret be darned. You need to give us this information.
Oil and gas industry representatives at the meeting said they welcomed the regulations. Dave Quast, for one, said he hopes transparency will start to make people comfortable with fracking. Quast is with Energy in Depth, an industry education and research group.
It's a proven technology. It's not new, and something that we'll be able to continue to use as needed or as appropriate in California.
He points out that when it comes to California's complex geology, fracking may not even be the method of choice for exploring the Monterey Shale.
We're not necessarily talking about horizontal drilling, and we're not talking necessarily about hydraulic fracturing when we're talking about the Monterey Shale. We don't know how companies are going to be able to access those hydrocarbons and develop them. I mean, they're going to have to explore, they're going to have to see if they have existing technology or if they have to create new technology. You know, it's a vast potential, but at this point, that's what it is, a potential.
And that's what concerns Pat Lerman about this discussion on fracking regulations, that the state and concerned citizens could be behind the times.
I'm glad we're doing this, but it feels to me like, you know, and I have to say, in 60 years of activism, it feels like this is always happening. You're always sort of chasing the tail end. You know, we're doing BP after it happened already. But we got to get ahead of it because oil is a very valuable commodity, and there seems to be a lack of interest in renewable resources lately.
From here, DOGGR will write new draft regulations followed by more public comment. And then final fracking regulations should be in place in about a year. Krista Almanzon, KAZU News.